Thank you for joining us for another episode of Cranford Radio. My name is Bernie Wagenblast. Our guest this week is Mary Edelman. She is a business consultant with the UCEDC, and they are going to be leading four sessions for the Downtown Cranford Business Development Series. Mary, welcome to Cranford Radio.
Thank you so much, Bernie. It's a pleasure to be here.
I want to ask, first of all, before we even get into the Business Development Series, what is the UCEDC for those who aren't familiar with it? I did a podcast about the UCEDC, but that was a number of years ago, so a lot of folks may not have heard that. Tell me a little bit of what the UCEDC is, please.
So UCEDC is an organization. We're a nonprofit. We have three pillars within our organization. The primary pillar is our lending, and we also provide training and business development, and also provide our procurement technical assistance for businesses in Union County on the procurement technical assistance. If you are seeking a loan or business training, that is open to the whole state of New Jersey. So we cover target areas that are called opportunity zones. So like Union County, Hudson County, Mercer County, but we also service the whole state of New Jersey. We're located in downtown Cranford, and we also have a satellite office in Mount Holly, New Jersey, and three of our staff members are down in that office to service the southern part of the state. But we basically go anywhere. We work with the business organizations and resources that are available to the business owners, and we have a board that we report to. We go after grants to support the organization and provide the training programs. There's two that have forgivable loans attached to it. One is our virtual incubator program, and our second program is our Entrepreneur as a Second Chance. And that program is for individuals who have been incarcerated and have been out for a year or more. And we take in the VIP program, we take any business owner. There's an application process for both programs, and our diversity committee will vet those applications and then turn it over to the training department and our senior VP, Eric Peters, and we'll make the final decision. Each one of the cohorts, we run that twice a year, and there are typically 12 individuals in each one of those cohorts. And we do training from social media to marketing to finance to QuickBooks to contracts, HR, anything you would need in a business.
Along with that training is this business development series for downtown Cranford. It is something, I believe this is the first time this is being offered in downtown Cranford. Is that correct?
Yes, this is the first time we're doing this with downtown Cranford.
Give me an overview before we get into the individual sessions. Give me an overview of what this program is all about, please.
So Downtown Cranford is a strategic partner with UCEDC. And 2 years, actually 3 years, we've been doing one-on-one business counseling with the business owners that are located in downtown Cranford. And I've been the business advisor for those business owners. And Karen approached me and asked us to come up with some workshops specifically for her business owners that we could present. And she kind of just gave me the topic and let me run with it. And in doing that, we created this series of four workshops that will be physical. You show up. It will not be Zoom. It will be face-to-face. So there's great networking opportunities, great partnerships that can be developed between the business owners. And we covered really how to market the businesses and how to focus on driving traffic to the business. Karen does such a great job with that, with all the events that she does in downtown Cranford. But this is for the businesses to bring the outside community in. So from other towns, take, for example, I met a business colleague a couple weeks ago, and she says, oh, we go to Cranford all the time because we just love all the little shops. And it's a really nice day to spend time in Cranford and go to the park and spend the time down there. So it's reaching outside of Cranford, but this program is specifically for the business owners within Cranford.
Give me a little bit of a sense of, like I said, there are four sessions. The first one is coming up next week, April 23rd, and they go on into July. What are the different sessions going to focus on?
So the first session on April 23rd is going to focus on branding. And this branding workshop is being presented by actually one of UCEDC's clients. This is their specialty. And it's business boosters, and they're local to the area. She's a women business owner. And it's really going to focus on, when we think of branding, it's not just your logo. It's so much more than that. So it's going to talk about your colors, the fonts, you know, the messaging that you want to deliver, that type of thing. So that's the first webinar on the 23rd. The second webinar is May 15th, and that is using Canva to create your branded images. So from flyers to business cards to proposals. And that presentation is going to be presented by Stacy, who is our marketing director. And she's going to show people how to create that, like you went to a graphic designer look to it, which is nice because a lot of business goes, I don't know how to do this. Well, she's going to show you how to do it on May 15th. The third workshop is on June 12th, and that's social media strategy. So many times it becomes overwhelming for business owners because they wear so many hats that they can't come up with a strategy for social media. So she's going to focus on creating a content calendar. You know, what platforms is suited for your business, the type of business you are, whether you're a restaurant or your retail shop. So she's going to focus on that in the social media. And the workshops are from 8:30 to 10. And then our final workshop is July 10th, and that is Google My Business. And I actually will be presenting that workshop on July 10th, and that's getting your business listed on Google. Many business owners forget about that, but it's also another platform to promote your business, just like your Instagram or your Facebook page or your YouTube page. The sessions are an hour and a half. There will be networking with it. I'm sure we'll get a lot of individuals from downtown because we set them up that they can come before they open their shops in the morning. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of networking happening with everyone that's appearing. And we look forward to presenting the workshops to them.
And I should mention that this is being hosted by the Cranford Theater, another downtown Cranford business. So folks will get to do something in the Cranford Theater other than watch a film.
Yes. Yes. And we'll actually be using the movie screen to project the presentations on. And we have done two other events there, networking events, and they've been very successful. And Cranford Theater is so accommodating to the businesses in the Cranford downtown area.
You touched on this a little, Mary, but I want to get into it a little bit more. Let's say I'm an entrepreneur and I have a great idea for a business. It's something that I've had a passion for, that I'm skilled at, but I'm not necessarily a business person. Is this designed for that person who maybe has that passion, that skill for doing something in particular, but needs some help with figuring out the business side of how to make things work?
I think they need to figure out how and what kind of business they want to start first. This is really for a business owner that is probably 9 months into their business or more, because they're at that point where they've established the business. There are other resources within the state of New Jersey that can support if you are looking to start a business. Even if you're not looking to start a business and you are a seasoned business owner, there is tremendous support through the New Jersey Business Action Center. Many people don't know about the Business Action Center, but they have a staff with a chat function. You can ask any question from licensing to taxes to payroll to HR, and they'll send you to the resources that can help you even from licensing. And it's at no cost.
Someone who would be interested in this, do they necessarily have to go to all four sessions, or can they pick and choose if, let's say, their schedule doesn't allow them to handle all four?
They can pick and choose. It's not going to feed each other. It's not a feeder from one into two, into three, into four. Each one is individual. So if you can't do it on the 23rd, but you can do it on the 12th, and you want to learn more about social media, it's a standalone program. So you don't have to do the whole series.
What do you find as a business consultant with the UCEDC that a lot of these business owners maybe need help with? Where are they lacking?
The reason this program was developed was Karen polled her businesses downtown, and she hit the nail on the head, because 90% of my counseling has to do with branding, marketing. How do I get more customers in the door? How do I create the content for my social media? So this is like the heart of a business and bringing in the customers. The other piece that it would benefit would be like a CRM system and your Google Analytics. But through the state of New Jersey, through the EDA, the New Jersey Economic Development Authority, they have a grant that every business owner that has a retail shop can take advantage of. And they've hired professional marketing companies to do search engine optimization, build a website, or help them with their social media strategy. And it's funded. Business owners don't have to pay for it. There's an application for it. But every retail business in New Jersey can go after this program through the NJEDA. Most businesses struggle with this because it is time consuming and they don't understand it. And what I mean, they don't understand it. They don't understand that if they do a hodgepodge on their brand, how it's going to affect their image in the marketplace, all the way down to the labels they package on their promotional stuff. I can't tell you how many times I've seen stuff go out the door with no labels on where they bought the product. You know, so that's where the branding comes in. Canva comes in with creating those labels, creating those information sheets. And a lot of people don't have the graphic skill set and they get frozen. So they're like, I don't know how to do this. Well, Canva's made it very easy for them to do that. And the social media strategy, it could be overwhelming. But when you look at it from a social media strategy, you have to look at the audiences that are following that social media platform, like LinkedIn. That's business to business. Facebook and Instagram is more, you know, business to consumer, B2C. And then you also have TikTok, which is very generational, and more people of the younger population will get on TikTok. And then you also have YouTube videos that runs the gamut. Not us older people follow that. It's more the younger people follow that. That focuses there. And then Google has a wealth of platforms for any business owner, you know, from Google Docs to the calendar to a Gmail account. I tell clients, if you don't want your mailbox sucked up with stuff, then set up a Gmail account and let it be your overflow account that you read when you can read it. So this is where they struggle, because they're one person with many hats and they don't have time to creatively think, because they're trying to bring the customers in. They're trying to figure out what their processes are. They're trying to work with their, you know, the vendors and getting the best deal that they can bring in for the customers that are bringing into the store. So this is where they 90% of it is where they struggle here in their marketing.
You talked about this in the sense that this can help retailers. Also in downtown Cranford, usually up on the second level, we have services. It might be an accounting firm. It could be an architect. It could be a lot of different services. Do some of those same needs appear for those types of businesses?
They do. That retail program that I talked about is also available to those service-based businesses, because there is an equipment component in that funding through another grant that they have, which is their business improvement grant. And so let's say you're a service company, let's use an architect as an example. They have these big machines that do the architectural drawings. That business improvement grant, they could take advantage of that if they've purchased it within the last 2 years. So you don't get 100% back, you get 50% back of all of your receipts. So if you had that architectural drawing machine and you brought a laptop, whatever that total, say, came to $2,000, you would get 50% of that back. So if you have an organization that is doing renovations in their building and it costs thousands and thousands of dollars, they're at least recouping half of that money through the state. And it's money that they've gotten from grants that they've applied for through the SBA. And they have been putting out quite a number of grants to support the small business communities. So the service-based businesses do benefit. They would benefit from all four of these programs through the series. Because a lot of times, again, they're focused on bringing the customer in, searching the customer. Theirs is a little different in their messaging because they're most of the time business to consumer and they don't have a tangible product, it's a service. So if I'm an attorney or a CPA or an architect, even a photographer, there's a photographer in downtown Cranford. He's been there for 40 years. You know, his work is amazing, but it's a different message that you're using to sell to the consumer versus a retail.
Well, I want to make note that you don't have to have memorized all the schedule. In the show notes, I have a link to the schedule and information on how you can sign up to attend one or more of these sessions. If you miss the first one, no problems. There will be three more that will follow, so you can find out information about those. Mary, I want to thank you so much for being my guest. I've been talking with Mary Edelman. She is a business consultant for the UCEDC, and we've been talking about the Downtown Cranford Business Development Series. Mary, again, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bernie. Have a great day.